the Talmidim, I believe, maybe Max has this kasha, somebody has this kasha. You may recall there's a discussion about the 1 hour. Where's the 1 hour come from? We know about 6 hours. Where's 1 hour come from? So one suggestion was made that 6 hours is called equal. We saw that expression as digestion. But 1 hour is tchilas equal. It's the beginning of the digestion. And the, where's the proof text for that? What's the source that was quoted? Orachayim simen kuf pei dalet. There it says that you can't bench 6 hours after you start eating. I finish eating now. Well, it's a fast thing. But it's 11:30, I finish eating. And I'll bench it at 5:30. It's ridiculous. It's already digested. You can't. Who knows what the time? 72 minutes. Was it you asked the question? Somebody asked the question. Here says 60 minutes. That's 1 hour. But the tchilas eagle is only 72 minutes. Who asked? Someone asked me that question. No one wants to take credit for it. Maybe. So if you asked it, you're not the first one to ask it. Same question was asked by the sefer Biurim of the Bar Yeshulcha. We. He asks his kasha in print. How can you tell me that the shear of 1 hour is you know who said it? The crazy you place, not stop. To be honest, in Ephesus, the Gadol Hador. You can't just some I don't know what said it. The Gadol Hador Mamish said this. And he asked the kasha of it. It doesn't quite work out. It's off by 12 minutes. This question was raised already by one of the Talmidim here in the Shir. Mechavan to the Kasha of the Biurim. See if I can try to find it here. Yeah, we'll find it later. It was a good Kasha. I thought of an answer. This came to me. So I had asked a different Kasha. May Kushachas B'Teretas B'Chavata. You know, when we calculate the hours of the day, you're probably familiar with the very big Machlokes. I spoke about it last week, and I spoke at the Kol Yom Rishon. How do you calculate the hours of the day? Let's say if it's Zman Kriyishma, start with that. I was talking about Slichas then. It's Zman Kriyishma, everybody knows. When's Zman Kriyishma? When's so Zman Kriyishma? When is it now? 9:47. Oh, that's a pleasure. Bye-bye. You sleep late. Guys, I know people had Slichas at 8 o'clock on Sunday. The Slichas takes an hour and a half. No problem. Hey, they finished Slichas at 9:30. You get Zman Kriyishma by 9:47, no problem. Well, maybe a little problem, but not much of a problem. But Rabosai is another Zman. What's the other Zman called? What do we call that? This one's called the Groz Zman, the Vilna Gaon Zman, the Mogan Avraham. What's his Zman coming? You know where it came from? You have any idea? How much earlier is it than our Zman? 9:08. That's half an hour early. More than 30, it has to be at least 36 minutes early. At least 36 minutes early. Where does it come from? Because the Magen Avraham counts the hours of the day not from sunrise to sunset. He counts them from Alos HaShachar to Tzeis Kochavim. And Pashtus, based on the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, 4 mil here, 4 mil there. What's a mil about? 18 minutes, we assume. Good. So the day starts 72 minutes earlier than before the sun rises, and ends 72 minutes after the sun sets. So you talk about the hours of the day, from before Chatzos, when this Talmud Chacham finishes his meal, in the sixth hour, until the Erev, what bothered me, Erev, according to the opinion of Magen Avraham, 6 hours later, should really be, not 60-minute hours, should be 72-minute hours. That question bothered my mind. So you should have to wait, not from, we'll call it 12 to 6, which is as soon as Talmud Chacham is in the 6th hour, which ends at 12, and as soon as Erev is when Erev starts, which is 6. No. According to the Magen Avraham, every hour that we count is really 72 minutes. That kasha bothered me. All of a sudden I woke up one day, Ben, and I said, you know what? Kusha achas meturetz is b'chavrta. When you move it over a little bit, you can probably get me. Move that camera.
Did you hear? Ben, do you hear?
Move over a little bit.
Do you hear?
Nothing.
Thumbs up if you hear.
He can't see it.
He doesn't hear, doesn't see, nothing. Oh, good. Okay. So, perfect. Not call him, text him, and say, if he looks to me, he can find me. Anyway, it's occurred to me, the son that Kushachas and Teresa's Bechavrata. Maybe Rabbi Yonis and Abishitz is of the view that the hour, in fact, is 72 minutes like the Balad Avraham. Fits in perfectly with the 72 minutes in the Gemara in Masechta Brachas, equal, which is found in the Shulchan Aruch. See, there, you're talking about 24 hours. So it's 20. Obviously, a 24-hour hour, the 24 in the day is 60 minutes. That's pashut. But if you're talking here, we're discussing the hours of the day, not the night. Because the Talmud Chacham finishes his meal before Chatzos and starts the next meal when it's Erev, which is six hours later. The hours are counted differently. That's what occurred to me that these two questions can perhaps knock out one another. The question which one of the Talmidim asked, which the Birurim asked, is one question. My question was another question based on the Magen Avraham. And perhaps one question answers the other. I thought it was a fascinating idea which occurred to me, I don't know, just out of nowhere, the possibility to answer these questions. Ad kan, Rabosai, my opening remark for today's shiur. Stephen, is it shiur over here if you want?
I'll get a
desk. Oh, a desk is even better. Yes, sir.
I didn't fully understand the answer.
Okay. I had a question which bothered me before I even thought of this crazy place. I had my own question. My own question was, the Magen Avraham counts all the hours of the day from Alos HaShachat to Tetzkachav. A little arithmetic yields a conclusion that the average hour is 72 minutes. Let's do a little easy math. The day from sunrise to sunset in the equinox is 720 minutes, correct? 12 hours? Guys, you have your computers, your watch. 12 times 60 is 720, correct? So every hour is 1/12 of the day is 60 minutes. Push it. However, if you include the 72 minutes from Alos until Nates, and the 72 minutes from Shkia until Seis, you've added two more 72-minute periods, right? This is a little arithmetic. So you have 10 times 72 is 720, from 6 to 6. Another 72 here, another 72 there. So the average hour of the day is 72 minutes. It's bothering me. How come no one makes this cheshbon? Someone should be machmir to require, not 6 hours, but what? 7 hours and 12 minutes. That's 6 hours. And Morgan Avraham, that question bothered me. I don't have a good answer. So to say, we're not machmir so much, okay. But it occurred to me that that's maybe how Rabbi Yonis and Abishitz learned. So the average hour is not going to be 60, it'll be 72, which is the shir equal. That thought crossed my mind. Yes, sir.
But isn't that
Shalos Manias? No, there's not. No, there's not. Manias is a different story. It's summer, winter, spring. No, we're not going to Shalos Manias. The average day.
Yeah.
The average typical day, according to the Magen Avraham, average day in the springtime, in Yerushalayim, is from noon, which is 12, until 7:12, which is 7 hours and 12 minutes. Yes, sir.
So what about according to the Gra?
And the Chanami, I'm saying the Rabbi Yonison, who gave the Shia of Tchilas Ikel, which we all know is 72 minutes, and the Beurim has the Kasha, but it says 70 here, you only have to have 1 hour. It says in the Ramah, based on the Zohar, based on whatever source it says, 1 hour, Shoachas. Right? Shoachas, that's okay. The question is, Rabosai, doesn't work. I want to read you over here. Ubiika Divri HaKresi Places, this is the Beurim on page Nundal. What's about it? Shulchan should look it up. The Urim page Nundalid, line 8, in brackets. Yesh Tehor, Shabbat Magen Avraham, Hanal, cause of the Shir, Tchilas Ikul, who beshaw Vachomish. Today here you look, Dalad Milin, Brachas Nun Gimelim and Beis, not in you. But here, it's only one Shaw. Only one Shaw. One Shaw. So the answer is, I'm suggesting that one Shaw is 72 minutes. I answered the question that you asked, which is your answer on page Nun Dalad, 8th line. Okay, good. That's just aura. Start off the shiur with a little bit of an interesting concept. Okay. Fine. We were discussing, if you recall, at the very end of the shiur, on Thursday, I guess it was, the question is if a person's in doubt whether or not it's 6 hours past or not. He's in doubt. So it's a discussion, what do you do? May you or may you not eat? If you're in doubt, it's at the Beurim over here, the Bermaskil Sheish, where it says you need Sheish Shos. He discusses the Bermaskil Sheish. What if you do if you're not sure? So you may recall, he spoke about the Tzlach. That's it's not a Dava Sheish Tomatirin. Because let's say, for example, it's Muktzah. So if you can eat the Muktzah or not, wait till after Shabbos or Yontif, because why do it now? Do it beheter later on. However, Ben, do you hear me? Still no.
No, he can hear and see. He says it's just for our end. It's not good. But he hears from us.
Okay, I don't know what the point is if he doesn't see or see
no,
me.
No, he sees and hears, but oh. We can't see him.
Ah, okay.
He told me it's all good.
Okay, it's all good, Ben. Is it good? He's a Shastan, that's it. Oh, okay, thumbs up. Thank you, much better. I'm waving. Okay. Now, so, okay, thumb is still up. Good. Should all be smiling. Rabbi said, let's go, let's continue. So, if you're in doubt, so the Tzlach says, if you have to want to eat something, instead of eating it now in Yantav, it's a Sofik Muktzah, eat it after Yantav is over. Yesh Tamatira. If you want to move it, you're allowed to move it now too. You know what? Move it now and move it later. You move it twice. If you move it now, move it later. So therefore, it's considered to be Eino Matirin, because you can do it both times. That's what the Dark Etshuva quotes over here in this context. The Dark Etshuva says that it's Mutter because it's considered like moving Muktzah. I have the Dark Etshuva here. Dark Etshuva says so beferish. In Sivkotin Hey, I read it to you from the inside. We like to see things on the inside. Dark Etshuva is a collection of truths by the Munkach Rebbe, and he has many, many beautiful horrors of his own. Mostly it's a leaklet, but he has his own horrors. Here's one of his, this is his own. This one he figured out on his own. Pesimen Pei Tes, Sivkotin Hey, Dark Etshuva. Read it to you. Hey. He says, if a person's in doubt, the Yad Yehuda says, you have to be Machmir, Yesh Lamatirin. But I think, I showed you this inside. The Pischet Shuva Kuv Beis of Konvav. We saw that on Thursday. And the Tzlach, you can look it up now. If you have a Shulchan, I can open it up. Only if you do it now, you're not going to do it tomorrow. Yesh no matir. But it's supposed to tilt the Muktzah. So here, you can eat now cheese and eat later cheese also. So that's what he thinks it's a very good idea. We should be Makil. And we don't consider the Yesh Tamatir. That's what he says over here in Sivkotin Hey in the Dark Etshuva. Comes along the Biurim, I don't think that's right. I don't think that's necessarily right. Why is it necessarily right? Let's read this. I read it. That's how we ended Shira on Thursday. He's like this. No, he says. Hocha dam yishapi l'achilas mukta. Tal kol chaticha v'chaticha aminan. This is for those who are following me. It's the last narrow line on page Nun Aleph. Only by tiltal that tzlach applies. Because the tiltal now does not prevent the possibility of tiltal on the exact same chefetz. So I thought, and I found very similar svar in the Megillah Sefer, Sivkotin Ches, I said the following svar, come on, Rabosai. If every piece of cheese was macholas asuris, then the biurim would be right. View each piece of cheese separately. Just because you can eat cheese later, you can eat cheese now. No, eat this cheese also later. However, Rabosai, cheese not macholas asuris. Not at all. Today's this fast day, but we can always have cheese tonight. The problem is the act of eating cheese within 6 hours of eating fleshix, it's a prohibited act. The action is prohibited, not the chefza. I repeat, the action of eating milk or cheese, that's prohibited, not the object. It's not nisa chefza. And as a result of that, I would say we can compare it to tiltul muksa, notwithstanding the fact it's a different piece of cheese. And they're moving the same item. So what's the difference? Same item, a different item. The issue is what's the nature of the prohibition? So nisa chefza. Say this chefza, don't eat it now, eat it later. If he's eating cheese, it's not a achilas iser. It's the action, not the chefza, achilas chefza shel iser. The act of eating milchix within 6 hours is a potentially prohibited one. But it's not to do with the chefza. So therefore, I would say that it should be mutter b'shavah. And that's what I found, the Megillah Sefer. I found afterwards, he's just about the same thing. I don't have it in front of me, I couldn't find it. Tomorrow I'll try to bring it in and show you his exact language, his the way he articulated it. Came nearly, I think it's a very good horror. However, the Beirut, he doesn't like the Dark Etshuva, but he does like the Yosef Das. Who's the Yosef Das? Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon, one of the Gedolei Olam of the 19th century. He tells what the Yosef Das says. I'm going to read you verbatim what he says. It's like this. Those who are following inside with me, it is to be found on, where is it? Wide line. Two. Yosef Das. Why? Safek the Rabbana Lakula. And he adds, there are more quotes of opinion that Silek Ubirech is enough. You need not wait 6 hours. The Ramah says we should be medaktek to wait 6 hours. V'chein nochon lasos. Sounds like the Ramah passes me ikir adin. You need not wait. It's only nochon lahamtin. All right, it's only nochon. Only nochon when you know for sure that 6 hours haven't passed yet. But if you don't know yet, it sounds like it should be okay. It's like a svek sveka. What do you mean svek sveka? One, maybe 1 hour is enough. And two, maybe 6 hours passed. Ad kani quotes. Says the Biurim something interesting. Wait a second. Svek sveka. The Ramah passes in Simon Kuf Yud. Sivches. We should try to follow the Machmirim. That svek sveka won't help by Davash Yeshla Matirin. This Yesha Matirin is really, it's a killer, right? It's a killer. It knocks out Svek Sveka too, according to one opinion in Simon in Ramah Simon Kuf Yud Sivches. So it must be, he doesn't really mean Svek Sveka. What he really means is the Meikir Adin, the Ramah thinks 1 hour should be enough. The whole 6 hours is a Chumrah. They only meant to be Machmir Rabosai if you know for a fact that 6 hours haven't passed, but if you're in doubt, the Chumrah was never instituted in the first place. I promise you 3 hours. Ariel is here, he came. It's just difficulty. I promised him 3 hours. Where does it say 3 hours? Anyone else in this room will hold 3 hours? Is there any another person in this whole room? Only one person. We're going to turn the world over for one person. Where does 3 hours come from? So, Darkei Tshuva. We quoted before Simon Pei Tes, Sivkotten Hey. Now we turn to Sivkotten Vov. Fascinating. Pei Tes of Kotten Vov, he quotes as follows. Listen to this, the words are enlightening. Sif Kotten Vov. Ayin b'sefer Mizmor LeDavid LeHarav Mahardaf Zal. Mem Hei Reish Dalet Pei Zal. Who wants to guess who he is? That would be nice, but he's not Zal, Baruch Hashem, he's a Shalita. Maybe it's his grandfather. No. You're of David Pardu, that's what I guess. It was Sfardish Agodal, and I found it Beferish, and one of the other Sfarim, I think, here, the Shulchan Aruch Avuhu, he said that's who Radaf, we're supposed to know who Radaf is, but that's who it is, I guess, right? What did he say? He says as follows. 3 hours. V'yesh t'minik zeh al malismo. Why? In the winter time, the suit is only 3 hours apart. Three hours? How short was the day? That means a 6 hour day. The day in New York is 9 hours in the dead of the winter. All right, where did David Faru come from? Was he a Sephardi? Probably came from some Mediterranean. Go on your line. Where did he come from? Look it up. Well, yeah.
They have the first one after 6 hours, so like half the day, and then between that and end of the day.
No, but the Shia is presumably from Talmud Chacham finishes his meal at Chatzos. That's what we assume, and he starts his next meal as soon as it gets dark. Okay, so for us it's 6 hours in New York. If you want to follow this logic, it should be 4.5 hours, a pshara between you and me. I wait 6, you wait 3, we'll make a compromise. 4.5, because the sun sets in the winter time about 4:30, and close to about 12, it's about 4.5 hours. The whole day is 9 hours. The shortest day in New York is 9 hours. You find out where you lived?
It says David Pardo was an 18th century Italian rabbi who lived for some time in Sarajevo and Jerusalem.
Yeah, but neither Italy, nor Sarajevo, nor Jerusalem is anywhere near the Germany. See, in Germany, take Hamburg. Can you go online and find out the shortest day in Hamburg? Hamburg is northern Germany. No problem. Meismannheim in Hamburg, no, it's not a joke. Hamburg is northern Germany. There's no big city north of Hamburg, is there?
Moscow, St. Petersburg.
No, German city. With the German meaning of 3 hours. Hamburg, as far as I know, is very high up in Germany. Yeah, it's right in northern Germany. So Hamburg, see, maybe in December 21st in Hamburg, there's only 6 hours. If that would be the case, we'd understand the 3 hours it's coming from. It's hard to imagine. It's a short day, but we'll find out soon. We try to get the instant results. The good things about the internet. Okay. Rabosai. So this is what he says. It's a little shverevart. However, Rabbi Forst Shalita, someone showed me, I don't know if you have it with you. He says, look at Rabbeinu Yeruchim to find out the shiur of 3 hours. So I did. It's a Rishon. A Rishon. It's not stop up fly by night. Rabbeinu Yeruchim is a Rishon. You're probably wondering why I'd have to look at this print, which is from old Venetian print. You can't read it. Is Rabbeinu Yeruchim on Bar Ilan? Should be. But the only way you can probably read it is if you want to be, because no one has ever reprinted the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Nobody. You know why? It's spooked out. Look at the first page. Yeah, I'm not kidding. They have an introduction. The first page. The Shem Agdolim says, that's a chida, that the Magid came to Rabbi Yosef Karo, and he said like this, Kama Rabbanim Shechibu Bir the Sifra, or even writes an explanation of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, this Bakshul Yeshiva Shalmala, they died, Onevdu Achibur. He gives examples, real people. Shap Siona wrote the Shalomora. He wrote it called the Magid La'adam, Ulam Esharim, and it was lost. The Bnei Aaron, Lapfad Abir and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, as the son-in-law said, was lost. Marach Al-Ghazi, Tamar the Marit, the Sivas Mishpat, what happened? Noch Nafshe the Rav, passed away. Osher Sholem, Hiskil, the Chabe Olav, Kvosher Tira, Besev, the Mata Osher, Benifta, the Beis Olam. Scary. For that reason, no one's even reprinted it. It's still the old Venetian print. You can't read it.
The end of December, the shortest day is about 8 hours.
8 hours. Okay, so we're down to four. Here's the answer. Into the fourth. That's the answer. You have into the sixth, you have into the fourth. That was the pshat. Hold on. Anyway, so it's all, you know, old print. So sure enough, in the back, he wrote it, he divided his sefer to three parts. Told us Adam v'Chava. Adam is about what we call Arachaim Yeredeya. Chava, as you can guess, is what we would call Ebenezer. And Meisharim, as we'd call Choshen Mishpat. So he divided the sefer into three parts. In the back, Isav Hetler Ben Yeruchim. I don't know if it's really, if he really wrote it or not, I can't get out to that, but that's what it's quoted. Here in Os Lamites, this is what Rabbi Forst quotes. He wants his faults. He says, Basar Shabin Ashinaim Kari Basar Shanema Habasam Ashinaim. For who Gimel Shows Kirashi. We times that Tov Lenaka Shina Visuda Acheres Ochel Gvina Vim Lochel Basar Akin Tigun Mutlach Gvina Hakach Vakinu Hape. Who's the source? May rap. Who's rap? Habosai. Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz didn't write his own sefer. Rabbeinu Peretz wrote a comment on the Smack. Smack was written by Rabbeinu Yitzchak Mikruvil, and Rabbeinu Peretz was Rabbeinu Peretz Mikruvil, lived in the same town, and he wrote a commentary on the bottom of the Smack. It's called Hagol Smack. We've had this many times, Hagol Smack with Rabbeinu Peretz, and many of his comments start the word Miu. That was his signature opening. Miu. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Mikruvil said something, but Miu, however, one could say it the other way around. So I looked it up. It's in Siman Reish Yud Gimel. I guess. Mitzvah Reish Yud Gimel, I guess that works. It's called, whatever by name it calls it. Reish Yud Gimel, which is Basa B'Cholof. Reish Yud Gimel. And that's the source. The only thing I could find in Hagol Smak said Sheish Shos. Osches. I found no source of Shalosh Shos. Okay, you'll say, but that maybe that part wasn't quoted from Rabbeinu Peretz. But then Rabbi Osai, guess what? If this is Rabbeinu Yeruchim, what did he say in Odom? In Odom, he has Yerodea too. So it's, he goes by Nesiv. Nesiv Tesvav. Nesiv Chamisha Osar. So it says on top. And Os Chavches. Sure enough, I looked it up. This is sort of Rabbi Vadi quoted this. This is Sefer Odom. Nesiv Chamisha Osar. Okay? Os Chavches. You want to look it up? It's on page. I see Chavtes. I see Chavches. Start on page Kuf Lamed. It's Kuf Lamed Zayin. Page Kuf Lamed Zayin. Okay, I'm trying to. You're following online?
Yeah.
You have the same garbage print that I have?
No, it's on
Byline. Oh, Byline? Oh, but it goes by columns. Big print.
It still says Gimel on this or
not there. Oh, it says Gimel, right. I thought it says a typo. It would say Shalosh, and there's an extra Lama. It should be Sheish. But it doesn't say Shalosh, it says Gimel. But Gimel could have been a second, you know. Originally it said, it's easy, it said Sheish. Someone then made it into Shalosh, and then someone put it into Gimel. I mean, it's really possible. Because over here, I'll read it to you. Oh, I'm glad he's following along. In page Kuf Lamed Zayin, column. One second, I saw it before. You can search for the word Sheish if you want, but I did see it. Take me a second to find it. So the famous Sheish, the same author. Here it is, column one, towards the bottom. L'chol ha'pochus Sheishos, not just six, at least six. Found it? End of column one, about six lines up, eight lines up from bottom of column one.
Yeah,
so it's all confirmed. There's Sheish, not Vov. Sheish. That's no mistake. Sheish. Gimel, I think, is a mistake. Because otherwise, it's came from Shalosh, which is from Sheish. Otherwise, it's Steer Menei Obey from Ben Yeruchim. That's what I recall having seen this once in print before to Tol Sofer. Rabbi Avadi did not say to Tol Sofer. Here, I believe in the, what's this called? The Shulchan Aruch HaMavur. He makes a possible remez to the fact that maybe it's a typo. I'll read it to you in the back. It was Tosefes Halacha in the back. Simon Peites, here. It's in Cotton Gimel. Save Yisrael Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Simon Lamates. Shekosa, brackets. Lefi Hanuscha Shebiyodeinu. You know what that means. You know what's a Homer Garcinon, unless it's another Girsa. Rashi, right? It means it's probably a wrong Girsa. And he doesn't explain to you why it's a wrong Girsa, but the reason why it's wrong is because he himself says, Sheish! L'chol ha'pachas! At least six! He's the biggest Machim. And who was the Rebbe of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim? The Rosh. What did the Rosh say? Fair. He didn't use the word six. But he said from Shachris to Arvis, which Pashup Shad is Pashup Shad. Let's talk about Hamburg into the fourth. Pashup Shad is six. So I think it's probably a typo. Yes, that is a typo. Even though it said I didn't see Beferish. But someone said Beferish is a typo. Fine. However, he quotes a gewaldige idea. I love this. I always said this. I never saw it in print until he quoted it. Listen to this carefully. Shut Pa'as Sodcha. Check it out in Bar Ilan. Pa'as Sodcha. Pei Aleph Sof. Sodcha. Sin Dalet Chof Sofis. I don't know who wrote it. If you get it, you'll let me know who wrote it. Maybe Hebrew books or something. Yerodea Simon Chof Tes. Another reason. Eitzel Ha'ashirim Sheba Ashkenaz. The rich Jews of Germany. Ha'ashir Hazman Shebein Suda L'Suda Sholoshos. Shekach Hoyu Regilin Lechol. That was a custom to eat every 3 hours. Now, on the footnote he says, Hanhoga Zuma Chicha, Shehoikul Makdim Bahem. If they got used, you know, your stomach gets used to things. Rabbi Osai, we're all on diets now, right? Today's a good day to be on a diet. It's all good, Dalia. A good day. But we should be on diets. We should be in good health. Okay? But your stomach adjusts. All the doctors say, just wait a little bit. Because the way the stomach works, as you're eating it, you know, you can still take it more and more and more and more and more. If you wait 20 minutes, everybody starts to satiate, and you don't eat anymore. So that's the key, is just to be patient and wait. And then, you don't have to eat anymore. Easier said than done. I know it's hard, but I'm just giving a muster for myself and for everyone else who wants to lose a little weight. Gewaldig. So the digestive process adjusts to your habits. So if they used to eat every 3 hours, so Mamela, their digestion was fast. It sounds like wacko. Ask your local GI if he agrees with it or not. But I want to read to you, it's from the Meiri. Maybe you do me a favor. You know my office is? See if there's a Meiri on my desk. I don't think, is there a Meiri behind me? I don't think I have a Meiri behind me. No. I may have a Meiri on my desk. There's a whole pile of sperm. If there's a Meiri, please bring it in. Thank you so much. The source for this, he writes on the bottom beautifully, is a Meiri. Meiri? 3 hours? Chas v'shalom. Chalila v'chalila. The Meiri is talking about Ketanim. Rabosai, it's a very serious matter. How long do you wait for children before giving them milchiks? Who remembers when he was growing up as a youngster, how long he had to wait? Yeah?
I did 3 hours.
3 hours when you were younger. Okay, very good. Who else remembers anything when you were younger? Really young? Who remembers when you were 3 years old? No one has such memories.
Okay,
we
did 3.
Yeah, wise guy. He's still Robin Hood, and he won't grow up. He's still 3. Peter Pan. Peter Pan won't grow up. So he's still 3, like when he's a child. So maybe that's the Germans all consider them very youthful, always waiting 3 hours. But the Meiri that I had on my desk, I must have brought it back down, and I can't find it now. I'll read it to you what he says. Take my word for you. Look it up in the Meiri. The Meiri says as follows. So first of all, Rabosai, first of all, if that's the case, if the whole heter is based upon eating every 3 hours, Ariel, how many meals do you eat a day? That's already a cagey answer. But if you eat 3 meals a day, like most of us, then you should really wait 6 hours. After all, the facts changed, the metzias changed. They only waited 3 hours because they ate 5 meals a day. Do a little bit. If you do 5, right? If you eat an Eretz Yisrael, they talk about Sudas Eser, Sudat Arba, you know, those are terms of usage for a snack. But maybe in Germany they took it seriously. They divide their meals into 5. They ate 7, 10, 1, 4, and 7. A little arithmetic. Aruchat Arba and Aruchat Eser. Right? They take it seriously. Yes, sir.
But if we're going to say that, then here in the U.S. where we eat 3 meals a day and not 2, then
oh, great question. Here's the answer. We only eat 2 meals a day.
Breakfast?
Whoa, slow.
Oh, is that for today?
Slow. No. We only eat 2 meals a day. How do I know? It's quoted Halacha L'maaseh, Rabbi Osai, in Hilchos, in Mishnah Berurah, in Hilchos Brachos, that if you eat a lot of boramin and mizonos, or if you eat crackers and a lot of other things, fish and meat and all that kind of stuff together with it, you have to wash and bench. Everyone knows that? That's the thing in the Gemara. Who don't daf yom? It's in the Gemara and Brachos. Kavas Sudas. What does Kavas Sudas mean? It's Mishnah Berurah. Sudas Boker V'Erev. I've seen this for years. In America, we only have Sudas Erev. Our Sudas Boker is divided in half. Breakfast and lunch. Some have a big breakfast and a small lunch. Some have a small breakfast and a big lunch. But even the Sach HaKol, supper is equal to breakfast and lunch combined. It's a new algebraic equation there. Don't try it in your math class. But for most people, that's how it is. Supper is the meal in America. Most people have fleishiks for supper, those who eat fleishiks, and they don't have a breakfast lunch. Some people have a Danish for a breakfast, and they run out the door, and they sit down with a sandwich for lunch. Some people, if a carrot, they have a nice big breakfast, French toast, and then their lunch, they catch a little piece, a container of yogurt, they're running in. That's how most people go. So those meals are not so big. So I only hold this, only we only eat 2 meals a day. And from lunch to supper is approximately 6 hours, even to this day. Approximately, yes.
I think my
myself. I mean, a lot of times I'll have a bagel for breakfast and I'll have a slice of pizza. I mean, I'm watching both and Kobe is shooting.
Right. So, okay.
That's not weird.
No, it's not weird. But you have only a bagel. Chas v'shalom. No, my shear is weird. But no. But still, you have a bagel for breakfast. You have a slice pizza for lunch. But it comes to supper. Some people sit down at supper, they have a three-course meal, you know, people eat that. Still that way. Even if you have a bagel and a piece of pizza, there's still supper might still be the equivalent of both. That's what I say. So my opinion, now the shiur should be 6 hours on that basis. Now, what should a German person do if he moves to a community where there are no Germans there but himself? So I looked it up in Sharosh Minig Ashkenaz, which is Rabbi Hamburger from Bnei Brak in Chela Gimel Page Chof. It's quoted over here. But they went to Rav Shach, and Rav Shach said he shouldn't change. Stick with three. However, Rav Yoshev was not so keen. He thought maybe if you're now in a community where everyone's wearing six, maybe. But even he goes out of his way to say in that same piece, it's a hakdama to the third violin. He said, you know what? But the other matters, they said the Germans should maintain them because they've been talking about more correct. And they gave one example where both of the Yoshev, they have them on tape, and Rabbi Yisroel Yaakov Fischer, Zeichat Tzadik Levracha, both said the Germans should stick with their, which is more correct than what we're doing. Who wants to guess what these Gedurli Olam, Mamish, the greatest Gedurlim, Rabbi Yoshev, Rabbi Fischer, Mamish, Gedurli Olam, what they would say to a German, your meaning is more correct than mine. That's interesting. The talis is also thrown in there, that a bacha should wear a talis. They mentioned that. But what?
That also makes
sense. It's a good guess. Huh? No. The talis is one. But what they were both talking about specifically was how do you pronounce the cholim? No, they don't like ow. Ow was only in Hamburg. The reason that they do it here in Broyes is because Rav Hirsch was from Hamburg. This is all Mavur and Sharash Minig Ashnas Chelig Aleph. I read that with great fascination. Rav Hirsch said ow because there was no O sound in northern Germany. So he said ow.
I think even my grandfather, who's from Frankfurt,
they said ow because Rav Hirsch became their rabbi. There was such a big chassidim of the rabbi, they followed his pronunciation. But the original custom of Frankfurt was O, which is the Sephardic pronunciation also. O, correct? That's it? O. That is the correct pronunciation as opposed to the Litvische A and even the Polische Oi. And then Rav Yashiv said, the A is a tzere, and Oi is Vav Yud. Oh, and they have him on tape saying, oh, he writes it like as in G-O. He tells you, like, go. That's what he writes. So therefore, we Americans should be with. And Rav Fischer said, if it were up to him, he would change it. But he's too old to change, he said. Too old to change, he was already an older man. He couldn't change from his Ois to his O. If you knew in the Yeshiva Shevelt now, they started changing. You know where? I mean, what's his last year living? No, even it's amazing. When I was in Karen B'Avna, so Rav Goldberg, Zichrono Levracha, Rosh Hashiva, when he would get a bracha, he'd say Sfaradit, even though he doubted probably Ashkenazis. With one exception. Shem Hashem. The Chazon Ish said, you can't change everything else. You say ah instead of oh, ta instead of sa. Big deal. It's no worse than a translation. But the Shem Hashem is not going to give it the translation. So he would say everything, Baruch Atah. The Shem Hashem with an oi. And of course, once you're doing the oi, so it was a choil that was an oi. Not a do with an oi, but a doi with an oi. Good. That was his minute. Good. What an irony is now in the new Yeshiva Shevelt, especially in Eretz Yisrael, it's caught in the Lakewood too. Oi. Everything's oi, 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 oi. All the vavs are ois. Except when they come to the Shem Hashem, they do o. A do. For the same reasons, Chazon Ish. Because the O is more meduyuk. So when they say O the rest of the time, it's no worse than a translation. But Shem Hashem can't translate it. It has to be O. You have to love Amech Kulam Tzadikim. It's a seriously mature, we should do Milamas with all clients for. In some places, everything is O, except the Shem Hashem is Oi. In other places, everything is Oi, and the Shem Hashem is O. Amech Kulam Tzadikim. Tzadik, I was trying to do the right thing. Okay, so just as a side point, but I happen to see it in Sharash. You can look it up. Chela Gimel Page Chaf. You'll see it's right there. So, according to Rav Shach, you should stick with your 3 hours. And according to Rav Yosher, maybe you should go to six. So I'm not telling you what to do. Whatever you do is good. Yeah?
What about the other things, people that do into the six or 1 hour?
We'll get to that. Where does this come from? Well, 1 hour, we know it comes from the Ramah. The Dutch have a, so the Dutch follow the Ramah. Can't stop them. The Ramah, they have a fair shemok. They're following the Ramah. The Meiri. Yes, I'm sorry.
What's the reason then, the Gemari, he would wait until the next Surah? What was the reason behind that?
Presumably for one of two reasons. Either because the meat was stuck between the teeth, or because the taste that meat brought up. Right. That's talking about Chokos Rashi. The Rama had the first reason, the teeth, and the Rashi had the second reason. We'll come back to the Mishnah as we discuss. We'll try and get everywhere. The Meiri and the Kufei Amad Aleph says, a cotton does not require 6 hours. Right over here? A cotton does not require 6 hours. Why doesn't the cotton require 6 hours? Why not? Why shouldn't the cotton require 6 hours? Because sudosov tchufos zulazu. His meals are one after another. Since his meals are one after another, therefore, he doesn't have to wait so long. This is what the Meiri says. It's quoted over here. Sudos of tchufas ulazu v'ikulo memaher, and his digestive system as a result is more quick. Hein b'istumka. What's the istumka? Come on, guys. Stomach. Greek word, apparently. Hein ben hashinayim. Even that, according to the Rambam, goes away faster. So therefore, kol she'over shears man she'ben tzuda l'suda etzal ketanim, k'for igiyu l'day ikol shel she'y shos etzal gedolim. How long is that? Approximately 4 hours. After 4 hours, Rabosai, for a kid, that's when he's up to his next meal. He gets hungry more quickly. He has such a big stomach. And therefore, he only has to wait 4 hours. And he quotes the Leket Yosher, says it's the name of his Rebbe, who was a Truma Sadeshen, that he used to keep 6 hours. But the Ketanim, if they eat Shachris, Basar, and Tzorayim, Gvina, even they didn't wait 6 hours. And he said only his bar mitzvah bocha, he made him wait 6 hours. Until bar mitzvah, he was wakel. You don't have as long as suda l'suda for the cotton, which is about 4 hours. Who passes this way? The Shevet HaLevi. But he wants to be machmer by meat, only make it by chicken. It's a compromise. But he quotes others who say the same way in the Kula. He quotes the Chut Shani, that's our Nisim Karelitz. Chanoch Lanar, even after the age of 9, it's enough to wait the normal wait between him and him, which is more, you only have to wait 6 hours. That's what he says. Look at that. Now, there are some who claim that's only for milk, but for milk chocolate, nah. Then we shouldn't give it to him before 6 hours, as he writes on the bottom over here. On the bottom. Okay, but so we have a low plug. You can have milk and have milk chocolate too. So, this is what he says. Whatever it takes. That's a cooler. But that cooler is based upon this yesod, which is from the Pasadcha, and in Germany, ain't every 3 hours. Okay. That's what I'm suggesting over here. The Meiri is a source for that cooler, but it only applied in Germany, where they ate every 3 hours. That's what Pasadcha said. But beyond that, it's very hard to say. So now, Rabbi, so there comes a big question about giving your child a bottle of milk. Right? Give. Can I give my child a bottle of milk? What's wrong giving him a bottle of milk? The Gemara says, Rabbi Osai Masech Yavamis, and Rav Kuf Yudalid, that Nevelis, if a cotton wants to eat Nevelis, you don't stop him. But to give it to him, Lo Safina Lebi Yodayim. You may not even do, according to many Rishonim, even Issa Derabbanan, you may not give him Yodayim. So therefore, how do I give my child a bottle? Assuming it's Macholos Asuris. How can I give him a bottle? This is discussed over here in Tosefas Halacha, Shulchan Aruch HaMavur, Simen Pei Tes, Sif Ches. So, Rabbi Osai, take a look at Pisachet. We have it up with the Shulchan Aruch. Open up the Pisachet Tshuva, the Sifkot and Gimel. Yes, sir.
Why is it not close
to Surah? Oh, we'll comment to that. Very good. Chasam Sofer is quoted In Simon Pei Tes, Sivkot and Gimel, everyone open your Pesach Tshuva. Ben, you can open your Pesach Tshuva up in Pittsburgh. Open it up. Pesach Tshuva, Pei Tes, Sivkot and Gimel. Ayin b'tshuvas chasam sofer. The chole ha-shosem min mecholov lirifu also. Afilu rak chole k'tsas ein tzorech lahamten achar achilas basar yosem yishoh. V'achar shekvar birech v'chaz amazon yishte v'yir v'achlo. May he should eat pesach tshuva end of gimel and he'll feel better. Now, so the question that becomes, how old is the child considered to be in the category of chole she'ein bo sakana? How old is a 12 and a half year old a chole she'ein bo sakana? What do you say? What do you say, yes or no? Nah, 12 and a half, ridiculous. So where's the cutoff point? So over here he says, the cutoff point is 3 years old. What do you get 3 years old from? Tosfos Shabbos Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph Ad Shalosh Shonim Nikra Tinok. Called a tinok till the age of three. Now the word tinok comes from the word yonek, to nurse. How long do they usually nurse in those days?
2 years.
2 years old. Okay, into the third year. So, into the sixth hour, mixed it up into the third year. We're very liberal with the counting up the numbers over here. The new math over here, new math. Since you should normally nurse us till two, so we'll give them till three. We'll call it to be in the category of a tinok. And he says over there, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Rabosai, in Aruch Chaim, Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Zayin, there's a din of a Chol Hashem Bo Sakona, as Mutter to tell a Goy, to son of a Chol Hashem Bo Sakona. He says, only until the child is 3 years old. Once he's past 3 years old, not. However, if you look on the Shemir Shabbos Kilchosa, Perek Lamed Zayin Tziv Kotan Dal, he quotes a Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Alef Simen Ayin Ches. Until 9 years old, you're called a tinok for this purpose. Who said so? Mufurish Yisur veHeter Dine Pikuach Nefesh veShabbos Klam Amches of Kon Chavches. The same thing that we quote all the time in the Oradeh. Based on the Gemara Rabosai, I Yuma Ayin Ches. Kol Midi Deika Revusal at Yanuka Logos veRabbonim. There we can tell a goy to put on the fire for the child on Shabbos, and there the shear is 9 years old, a Mishnah, Yuma Pei Beza Min Aleph, Ein Ma'anin Esatinokos. They should not be fasting at all, not even a half a fast, until the age of nine. It's called in Shulchan Aruch, Tofresh Tezayin, in Hilchos Yom Kippur. So therefore it seems to me that the halacha is, until 9 years old, the child has the status of a chol. Yeah. And the Shmir Shabbos quotes this shear as well. Until two or three is a sakona mamish. You don't need to go to the doctor to find out if you can do a malacha to get milk for this child. Order right away. And you can do them, you can go milk a cow. Shanisa Daraisa. Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Simon Reish Ayin Zayin, Reish Ayin Vav Siv Zayin, is matter to a goy to be madlik in there, the tzorech Kitanim. He doesn't use the word tinokos. Kitanim. And he says until the age of seven. Seven. So they have a two and three is only for nursing. You need milk. It's a sakana mamash. You can do a daraisa. But your cholish and basakana, even a cotton, is not a tinok. And passion should be until the age of seven or nine. And for all purposes, the Shemir Shabbos writes that the shear is Rabosai, as long as you have special food. Presumably after the child is 9 years old, he eats what you and I eat. But until that time, they give him a little bit of different kinds of foods, perhaps. Chazanish Rabosai said, in Simon Nuntes of Cotton Dal, it's quoted over here, if you want to look it up in this one, look it up in the Yordea, we have it downstairs in Chazanish. He quotes it over here in Os Chav Dalet, Nuntes Dalet, Ravon Shosha Mu'etes, Shabivada Elo Sakana, no matter it. And maybe there are other things that he can eat. Amazono Hatov, Hu Tafshil, he wants a Tafshil. You can be mata mila nachri. Can you imagine this? A kid on Shabbos wants his favorite food. Can I ask a guy to cook it on Pillay Ploy? Chazanish. Go and cook it on Shabbos. Kiddo, I have other food for you. I have Cheerios. I want hot cereal. I want oatmeal. I want Cheerios. Do you believe it? Pillay Ploy of Mamash. I would never do such a thing. Chazanish says it's permissible to have a guy to cook him oatmeal when he has his Cheerios. I like oatmeal better than Cheerios. That's what it sounds like it's going over here. Chazanish Simon Orachayim. Simon Nuntes. Sivkot and Dalit. Quite a remarkable citation over here. Quite remarkable. So too, he writes over here in Os Chafe, based on Chazanish. Mommy, I want milk. Chaim, I have to eat apple juice. Mommy, I want milk. But apple juice, yeah, yes, yeah. Now I want milk. He's talking already. He's over 2 years old, right? 3 years old. He'll be 4 years old. He'll be 5. Of course, it's going to be up to 9 years old. Ma, give me some milk. Take his own milk. He doesn't need ma anymore. But call this, give me make him. He wants milk. Call Shakot and Rotsa Becholov, Nechshav Tzorach. The kid wants milk. Of course, the Chalkas Yaakov and the Shevet Alevi. Believe it? A lot of leniencies over here. Okay. We'll take it. People shouldn't be so. We have a kid shouldn't be so strict. Be lenient. I was always lenient. To let my kids not rush them into waiting 6 hours to see me. I can't remember now, if they ask my children if they remember, what the year I cut it off, 9 or 7 or 3, I don't know what it was exactly. But it wasn't so strict as some of these farmers saying over here. Now I see that I was right. It's called Ediz Gedolim. Oh. There's a Ran. The Ran says at the beginning of Yuma, it's Mutal Lispos Isad Rabbana Biyadayim, against the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, the Tzorech HaTinok. And it's quoted in the Poskim over here, Sivkotin Chavav, of course, Mishnah Berurah, Shin Mem Gimel, Sivkotin Gimel, quotes the Gra, and that's found over here in our context, Rabbi Osai, in the Dark Eight Shuva, Sivkotin Lamed Zayin. One of our favorites from today, Dark Eight Shuva, is already a third quotation from him. Yeah. What do you call that, a hat trick? Okay. Third quotation, Rabbi Osai, over here. He says, quote here is coming from Sivkot and Lamed Zayin. I'm not finding it right now. Oh, it's here. He says, Yeladim Ktanim, Kamadim Mutta Lispos Lem Biyadayim, Isa de Rabbanon, Ayin Shah. Okay. Not everyone agrees with this. I guess the Mechava says no, the Bishop Brewer says yes, and they're based upon a Ran and a Yuma. So he's making of Kotel Lamed Zayin to give to children the Rabbonins. And after all, Rabbi Osai, there's an important Beis Yosef. It's him in Reish Samach Tes. Hilchos Kiddush Beis HaKnesses. Where he says that since there are some who claim that even a Godel can drink from the Kiddush cup before Kiddush Makom Suda, the Sami Kutzi in Pesachim, 2 years ago, there's no Isa Sfiya Biyadayim. So too, once 1 hour passed, there's some more matter. We saw the cheetah of the Ramah. So you can be Mekel. That's what he says. But I'm saying, I want to go beyond this is the Toseva Salacha and say, even within an hour. After all, according to one opinion, Silik Ubirich, even within an hour, a girl can have milk after meat. So it seems to me, can be Mekel even that in a case the kid's screaming his head off, he wants his bottle, an hour hasn't passed yet, we can be Mekel, it seems to be on that basis. Fascinating. I don't want to go into the sugya of Kiddush right now, but the Mogan Avram there, in Simon Reish Samach Tes, says something very important which relates to us, Sivkot and Aleph. The reason you can give a kid Kiddush and Shul before Kiddush, if you will, because there's no Orchim in Shul, is because it's not an Iser Cheftza. Wine is permissible, it's just the wrong time. And he quotes a fascinating Tosfos in Chulin, Daf Hei Amud Beis. Tosfos in Chulin says that if a Kodesh Baruch Hu did not make a takola to Behemas, the Chamor Shel Rav Pinchas Rav Yoyer, so Kam B'chomer that Eino Mevi Takola Tzadikim. They ask two kashas. One, It's a case where a neder or something like that. And one was somebody ate Yom Kippur because they had a wrong Yom Kippur. The famous Gemara, they had the Bavlam had the wrong Yom Kippur. According to, how can it be? Answers Tosis, no. Takola is eat chazer, treif. That's takola. If you eat something which the cheft itself is not so bad, it's just the wrong time, that's not considered to be a takola. The Maharam quotes that Tosis, implying that eating Yom Kippur fits into that category, not an Issa Cheftza. And therefore, according to that logic, there should be nothing wrong with feeding a child Yom Kippur. This is against the Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch writes an incredible chumrah, mind-numbing and boggling chumrah, in Simen Shin Yud Gimel, in Sifkot and Yud Ches, and now printed the Michas Chinuch, that you shouldn't feed your child Yom Kippur, directly, you know, put it in his mouth, unless it's a chashash sakon. I hold, it's always a chashash sakana. Because if the father's going to wait until he thinks it's a chashash, he'll chashash to wait too long. So they were matim, we should blow plug. Even some remote chashash. But he's saying a different word. It's not a chefta d'isur. That's the case, where you come in. There should be nothing wrong with giving a child milk, a bottle, in his mouth, right after meat. Why? I lost a few of your dime, even the rabbonins? No! It's not a chef to these two, as I told you before, with the Megillah Sefer, that's been the Yeshua Matirin Suga. Kain Nirali, there's a lot to talk about in this issue of Yom Kippur. As a matter of fact, I may discuss it in my Shabbat Shuvah Drasha, because I got so into this topic when I started looking at it. It's all based on the Suga, the Mishnah Yuma. So I'm reminding you now that everyone should be able to go to a Shabbat Shuvah Drasha this Shabbos. It's Wednesday, we can remind you for Shabbos already. And on Sunday, Mr. Shem, I would like to hear from you who you heard, and what he said in a brief synopsis. We do every year, we try to do that. And those guys who are in Eretz Yisrael already now, we'll email them. Come with Shabbat, Shabbat, Russia. And they should be prepared to say when they come back after Sukkot. Okay, I'm serious. Shabbat, Shabbat, Russia is quoted in the Svarma. A person should hear the little Shabbat, should hear it. Okay. Rabbi Vadya Rabosai is Mekil 5.5 hours. It's in Yoradeh Chelik Aleph, Yoradeh Simendal Tzitkotin, Yud Gimel. Based on the Rambam, Kemoshe Shos. Now that expression is found in Kemoshe Shos, in Orchaz Chaim, and the Kolbo. And he says like this, they had no watches in those days. It was all an approximation. Within a half an hour, it's called Samach, right? Arve Psochem Samach Lemincha. Samach means within a half an hour. So 5.5 hours is a half an hour, but it's for 6 hours. So he's Mekel. And he combines the Meiri. The Meiri and the Mogen Avos. And I have it, and I got it from the Bar Ilan. Shlomo gave it to me. I have it. I'll show it to you later if you want. Says 5 or 6 hours. 5 or 6 hours. And that's the case. You can be making not only 5.5, but what we call into the sixth. Into the sixth. So therefore, there is a possibility to be making that way. They quote over here that Baron Cutler was making 5.5, but into the sixth, I haven't seen anybody. We make it, but if there is a source for it in the Meiri, in the Mogen Avos that he quotes. Mogen Avos as a defense of the customs of Provence, Simetes against the Ramban and all those others who critiqued it. Fine. And everyone with me so far? Pashut, so far, she is very pashut. Now, the Meiri's Lashon is as follows. I'm going to read you the Meiri. Ochal Ov Tchila, Afal Pishet Tzorach Shehiya, Ein Tzorach Sheh Shos. Ela kol shemisuda lesuda afilu bekiriv zman hol v'silek v'okar shumis akal benokel v'nifka shem basa me'olof. Talk about chicken. Chicken digests more easily than red meat. That seems to be a fact to this day. In the footnote on the army reads footnote 42, he understands that the pshat in the Miri is like Rabbi Natam and the Bahag, that as soon as you remove the whatever's on the table and you're benched, 5 minutes later you can have milchiks after chicken. I didn't learn that way. I learned it meant suda la suda means from one meal to the next meal what your normal meal is. We saw 3 hours, 4 hours for children for the winter. There's no low plug of 6 hours. That's how I understood. When he says over there, v'hoel v'silek v'okar, that's an additional condition. That's an additional condition. That even if, even in In 6 hours, you have to have silek ubirech, as the Shach points out. But I thought it meant not to be matter immediately, as footnote 42 would have it. Mamash, do I have to have benched? But no, after your average meal, even though your average meal may be less than 6 hours. That's how I understood the Meiri, because you need some time to be misakel. The average case, he's hungry again, he's eating again, already was misakel. So even though he happened to be a little bit less than 6 hours, it would be considered to be okay. Okay, nearly. Fine. Rabosai, let's now turn our attention to the Rambam. Rambam quotes the Ran that we saw last week. Let's take a look. Rambam quotes the Ran. The Ran said that we saw last week, if you find meat in your teeth, you got to remove it. That was the Ran. We saw the Ran. The Rambam quotes it over here in Simon Pei Tes, Rabosai. Sif Aleph, the very beginning of the Rambam. In Mosa Achakach Bosa Sheben Hashinayim, Umesiro, Sarach Laudiach Piv, Kodem Sheyochal Gvin. It's a verbatim quotation from the Ran. That's what it says. Okay. That's what it says. Now, the Ran didn't say this. What did he say? You know what? Let's look at the Ran. I say verbatim, I'm always going to be more careful. I exaggerate. Please look at the Ran if you don't mind. Look at the Ran. Open it up. Very interesting. We read this Ran once before. You may be able to remember what page you saw it on. If you have old print, new print. It was the very end, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Page Kuf Tes, end of the left column in my edition, and it's page Lamed Zayin Amid Beis in the old edition. Right before Mayim Rishonim, before the big letter Mayim. Ever see Mayim, big bold letters? A few lines before that. Mikomakom Nirin Advor, Shemi She'ochal Bosor V'Shoak Tas, V'Chakach Motza Bosor Ben Shinov, She'en Otzorach She'hiya Kedei Suda Me'oso Zman She'not La Bosor V'Mishom, Ela Me'achil Rishonach Chashvin Le Lizman She'hiya Miu Kinuach HaPeh Mias mashma debeina. So writes the Ran. Okay, everyone with me so far? You quite can do a chaper. What did Rambam say? Rambam says, read again. In matzah achakach bosa ben shinaim misirot sorach ladiach piv kodem sheyochal gvina. That's not what the Ran said. What did Ran say? Kinu a chaper. What did Rambam say? Hadachas HaPeh. Why didn't the Ran write Hadachas HaPeh? Who knows why? Exactly! Ooh, Ariel, home run. Exactly. The Ran Lashitoso. The Ran said before that Hadachas doesn't mean Hadachas Piv. Hadachas means Hadachas Yadayim. So he only spoke here about Kinuach. But since we, Rabosai, require Hadachas Piv, you should require... We do require Hadachas Piv as well. And what about the Tilas Yadayim? So the Shach writes over here, it's a cotton dalit, on this Rambam. The Shach writes, Tzorach Adiach Piv, the Shach says, Uveran Kodesh Tzorach Kinuach HaPeh, Lo Hizkir Kadachas Peh, in the Beis Yosef, right? Haina Ozel, you have word, it's the Shach, Ariel. Ozel Ran the Tamei, the Sphirle de Baalmud lo bin Hadachas HaPeh. Ava Didan de bin Hadachas HaPeh, Kama Shekosav Avatura B'chavas HaPeh. Well, it didn't count? Fine. Well, is there Kosav Arav Sarach Hadiach Pim? Upshita de boy Namek Kinoach. Ela Shekitze Beloshen. Nearly, you need both. The Ramos is a Hadachas. You certainly require Kinoach HaPeh as well. Not so simple. If you have the Bali HaShulchan, Sivkotin Yutes, he writes as follows. Take a look if you have, those of you who have it. Sivkotin Yutes. He writes like this. Some say Nikinuach HaPeh as well as Hadacha. Ramos Kitzibosh, that's the Shach. Others say no. Ramos Mekil, Hadacha alone is enough. Why? Yesh Sorvim Kane Gam Bahu the Ochel Boser Achagvina. Remember that we discussed that? Tarvayu. Tarvayu. So Rashi told us sometimes you need. What's the word Tarvayu? What's that? What's the word?
Gemara says Huadin, and Rashi says that it's
Tarvayu. What was Lashon Gemara? The Gemara said, oh yeah, but Huadin. Let's take a look at the Gemara. I forgot my laughs. Kufayim and Aleph. Kinoach Huadin. Mekanech Huadin Mediach. Rashi says Tarvayu Bina. But the Ritva and the Rashi say no. One of them is enough. Rabosai. One of them is enough. So the Bar Yashulchan quotes others who say, this is quoting from the Eliyahu Rabbah, or Rechaim Simon Kufay and Gimel, that's where that many things are found. And Yadihuda quotes it on his maskim to it over here. No. It's a Tzir Fashitas. According to the Ritva and the Rashba, Hadach alone is always enough. Always enough. And over here, some say that Basar Sheben Shinov, after 6 hours, is considered to be Mu'ukot, Shita Saramba, Vein Sarach Klum, yeah. Well, the Shita Zu, who are then the Kinuach Lechud Mahani, came Nasov and Basar Acha Gmina, and the Mahani Hadach Lechud, so to Kinuach Lechud, Chodem Inayu, Nakat Arama. According to these Mekilim, name of the Yad Yehuda, and the Elio, Rabbo Sai. And why did Ramah say Hadacha? Because it's better than Kinuach, as Tosu says over here, Ilema. It's better. But in the Hanami, Kinuach would also be good. You don't need both. A Chiddush Nifla Venora, Pshat over here, against the Shach. Okay? Against the Shach. Against the Shach. Okay? You gotta go against the Shach. Oh. Narabosai. It's interesting. Take a look in the Vilna Gaon in Sivkot and Dal, Bir Agra. Biragra. Imotza, nehi de'ein moshek tam. Even though it's not moshek tam, it's already 6 hours later. Lo gora migvina, the gamkin ain't a moshek tam. L'kach mota. Whoa, an interesting grow. We pass in the Yigaradin that once you have, you don't have to wait 6 hours between cheese and meat. Why? Because the reasons don't apply. Presumably they learn. Only habosa is considered ben shinam, is considered meat, not cheese. And number two, according to Rashi, meat is moshek tam, and cheese is not moshek tam. Okay? Very nice. So the gross is over here, rabosai, meat after 6 hours is the equivalent of what? Of cheese before 6 hours. And cheese, if you want to eat meat before 6 hours after the cheese, you have to do this whole exercise. Kinua, chadocha, netila. So meat after six is equivalent to cheese before six. A brilliant equation of the Bir Agra over here, Siv Katan Dalad. And that's what the Shach meant. If you take a look at the Bar Yashulchan, Siv Katan Yud Ches, Siv Katan, those who have it, Siv Katan Yud Ches, he says, okay, 1 second. Okay. He quotes the Gro over here. Lo gar mi mishachol gvina shetar ladiach piv kol shachol basa siv beis. I in siv beis the mechaber says when it comes to chicken you don't eat it. Here too maybe it should be make when it comes to chicken. Yeah, no. In siv kot I in dalid I wrote you should be mach with siv beis even chicken after cheese to do kinuach. Vadocha. What's troubling about that? It's against the Gemara, huh? Isn't it before she against the Gemara? I think so. Let's see. Ayin Dalet. I'm jumping ahead a little bit. Ayin Dalet. Ayin Dalet is in the Siv Beis. He writes as follows. The Ramah says, eat psar of after what? After cheese. You have to have all these three things. Look at the Biurim. Yeah, the Biurim, he says so. How can it be? It's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. He has to cash himself. Lo mechmer amol l'tatzu chanech losa b'bosa ov hachagvina, the way he assumes that he does. Kuf dalmet beiz, ov hachagvina chom apikorin. You don't need kinuach and adoch until it's a dime. Befruish. V'nira, shumitam minig shenogu lahakrim v'kach, tolesa lachlufi ben bostel of l'sar bostel. The Rosh Lashon Ramo is miu tov lahakmir. He doesn't even bother telling you it's against the Gemara Talmud Bali Befruish. Yes, sir.
Isn't the Ramo talking about hard cheese?
We'll get to that later. But whatever he's talking about, he's makmer over here to wait. Even though it's against the Befruish Gemara for chicken, he doesn't bother telling because once he used the word tov lahakmir, he's not mechuyif to tell you that it's going against the Befruish Gemara. That's what it says over here. The Megillah Sefer can't believe it. How can it be? The Ramo is going against the Befruish Gemara without telling us? He thinks it's only going over here, Rabosai, on Sar Behema. But I think, I don't know, we have precedent for this, Rabosai. We have precedent for this, to going against the Befruish without telling anybody. The Maram told us, at least. We saw the Maram on Thursday, he found cheese once, and he told us it's a Chumrah. My president is Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz is quoted by the Shach, Sivkotin Tess, I believe. Sivkotin Tess says, the Mechaber says, Ochal Gvina Sivbeis, Mutal Lechal Achav Bosa Miyad, Uvavad Shiayin Yodov. Right? Look inside, you don't have to wash your hands, just look, as long as it's daytime or good light. Says the Shach Sivkotin Tess, Miyu Kosem Atur B'Shim Arama Rabbeinu Peretz, Shiyay Shirach Tzom Af Miyom, Lishaf Omim Agvino Shmeina, V'nidbekas V'lach Lokos Yadayim, V'lavadayte, V'chidas Achronin, Pile Ployim Mamash. He tells me to look, my edition. Hagol Smak, Smereshit Gimel, Os Zayin. It's here. We just quoted this before. I quoted them in 6 hours from the Reshit Gimel. Hagol Smak, on the Rabbeinu Peretz. By Rabbeinu Peretz, I'll read it to you. Just makes it like as if nothing happened. Goes against the Mefurash Gemara, as if nothing happened. So you see, there is precedent to go against the Gemara without telling you. The lashon of the smack is as follows: Miu nachol lahachmir, afilu biyamama, v'shapame v'shagvina shmeina v'nidbek lachluchas ayodam avapi she'ena nira. That's against the Gemara. The Marshal screams. The Mashal doesn't like going against Gemaras. You know what he calls it sometimes? Minus is what the Rama Rutberg thought originally was minus. He thinks it's still minus. Can you imagine? So the Mashal here again, in Perek Ches and Chulin, Simon Yud, it's very unhappy with Rabbeinu Peretz. Very, very unhappy with him. He's a Rishon, can't argue, he's a Rishon. He's unhappy with him. Writes like this. Tameani, minayin lo ligzok zera, mashal nigzok be made talmud vagonim, im lo bimakomo shemotza biko bolagadra, his place in Kruvil, like a local zera, v'lo ben yanacher, v'im kein me'acha sha talmud omel ahed de gabi gvina lo boi netila biyamama, hochi avla lemema, hecha sha gvina lacha tzorach litol es yoda v'chule, ava be gvina yomesh en tzorach litol biyom, he's angry, Rabbeinu Peretz, who I made a general stand against Talmud Bavli. How can we defend Rabbeinu Peretz? One word. And the table will defend the Ramah according to the Baal Yashul, but against Megillah Sefer. What's the word? Right. Rabbeinu Peretz, he didn't tell you against the Gemara. He told you indirectly. He says, Miyu Nochon Lahachmir. By saying Nochon Lahachmir, he's in effect telling you, I'm against the Gemara. The Marami Rutberg also was Machmir against the Gemara. So was Marukva's father, he waited 24 hours. It's against the Gemara. So, you're allowed to make your own chumash. That's the whole Machmir. We read that. Should we review that now? That goes Ashi. We read it for the Monachah. We read it there on Thursday. You can make your own chumash. Since you sued Nochon Lahachmir and the Ramoy said Tov Lahachmir, I'm allowed to go against the Gemara. I don't tell you Beferish, but against the Gemara. That seems to be a remarkable concept, but apparently it applies in this area of halacha. Okay, that's what we have to suggest to defend the Rabbeinu Peretz. Comes along, Rabosai, the Bali HaShulchan, those who have Shulchan inside, in Sivkotan Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph. If you have Bali HaShulchan, for those who have. Right, like this. It says over here 6 hours. Fafilu im shok ashir im yesh bosar ben ashinayim sarach lasiro, you must remove it. Okay? It's if cotton yod alf. He writes as follows. Mashem yilosh shulchan aruch shen tzorach lochosh hazeh b'stoma rak shiyadu alosh and nimsa bosa shom tzorach lasiro. You feel something in your mouth. Rabosa, never feel something in your teeth. Come on, let's be. You feel something there, tongue, it doesn't go out. Then, but stop. I'm asking you a shaila, Rabosa. When you had fleishiks, who had fleishiks for lunch yesterday? Who had milchiks after the evening? Did you check your teeth to see if there's any fleishiks stuck in there after 6 hours or 3 hours for you guys? We don't check. We don't check. Ein och shem chashash, ein tzorach livdok achrov. Kof Aleph, yam shel Shlomo. Kein aminig, do lo ki yad Yehuda, shekosav shebechol inyan, yesh lenakir es hashinayim achir es bosa. Can you imagine that? The yad Yehuda says, whenever you have milk, it's always floss your teeth or use a toothpick. Can you imagine that chumrah? Mind-boggling chumrah. Of the Yad Yehuda, this is usually a mainstream Pesach. No one does that. Now, I want to tell you something which I think is a very important chiddush. Very important chiddush. I think it all comes, I think, from a possible misunderstanding about that. If you look over here, the Yam Shel Shlomo learns from the Rashba, as it's quoted over here in Yud Aleph in the Bar Yeshulchan. Yesh Kosvu Da'afilu En Yadu Lo Behechlet came. Rakshachoshesh came, who mistapek, who shema nimsa bosa ben shinov, b'makom zeh, ozeh, tzorach lenakasham, v'roar lahachmek ashitazu. You don't know it for a fact, you suspect, Rabbi Osa, you suspect. Let's go back to the Marashal and see this lashon, and I think it's a misread. Who am I to argue the Marashal? But I think this is a question of what the word means. What does the word mean? I will say, this chumrah over here, of removing it, take it over here, it's quoted over here, Abosai, in the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Aleph. Again, if you have Bosa ben Eshinayim Tzor LaSiro, you have to remove it. Okay? This is from, we saw it in the Rashba says so. And others say the same thing. And the Yam Shel Shlomo quotes it. You have to remove whatever is might be between your teeth. Listen to the words. I'm telling you an important word. I think I'm right, but if I'm wrong, you'll tell me. I don't like yes men. If you think that I'm wrong, why don't you tell me that I'm wrong, in your opinion? But I'm happy to hear it. I just think that it's a different read. Let's see. Oh. The Yam Shel Shlomo was as follows. Rashba Kuf Heyam and Aleph Nimtza. You want to look at Bar Ilan, you can look it up. Kuf Heyam and Aleph Nimtza. Quotes Baliter. Look at this now. Shem Choshesh Bosar Bein Shinov Afilu Shah Tzorach Lahotzi. Says the Rashba, he's right. Komakom. Ein Hecha de Ein Choshesh. You don't suspect it. Ein tzarech livdok acharov im yesh basar ben shinov. Adka. Okay, before Shema Shal, I can't believe the Beirim quoted, but I should quote the Mashal, verbatim. In my opinion, when the Rashba used the word choshesh, he didn't mean suspect. You know what he really meant? Feel. Like the word chush. Chushim, the senses. Right? You know what I'm talking about? The word choshesh means a suspect, suspicion. Ooh, chashash. You know? I suspect something. The word chush means to feel. Whenever, hachush berosho, a headache. The famous expression, chalayasik b'tar. Feel. I think it means. You feel it with your tongue. I have a different read of the word choshesh in the Rashba. I think the word means you feel it, not that you suspect it. You feel it. Can you really? Therefore, I think if you don't feel it, you can be mekel. After all, the Rama holds after 6,000 sin to be ma'ukal, as the Taz writes in Sivkotan Aleph. Sivkotan Aleph. Yeah? Fine. Now, Rabbi Osai. Everyone with me so far? You saw in Bar-Ilan? What do you think? Choshesh. Can't tell. Okay. As long as I'm not definitely wrong. I read the words in the Rashba inside, in my Chidush Rashba. He says, Im Choshesh, doesn't say Choshesh Libosar. According to the Shad of the Marashal, it should have said, Im Choshesh, if you suspect Libosar, Ben Shinov, he suspects this meat between his teeth. You have to, even after 6 hours, you have to get rid of it. He says it's a fact. Im Choshesh Basar Ben Shinov, if you're not sure, Tzorach Lahotzi. He doesn't say Tzorach to check to Lanaka. You got to remove it. It's a fact. It's there. You follow what I'm saying, Rabbi Osai? What did Mechaba say? Im Yesh Basar Ben Shinayim. It's there. So when the Rashba said Choshesh, he meant you felt it. You know for a fact it's there. Otherwise it should have said, Im Choshesh Tzorach Lenaker, should use floss or a toothpick. But he says, Im Choshesh Tzorach Lahotzi, means it's there for a fact. Why? Because you felt it with your own tongue. I think I'm right. And Choshesh means that you feel it, not you suspect it. Yes?
Also, if it would be that, suspected,
that's what he said. Should be libosar. Says choshesh ba. So I the mechila. Can I argue the marshal? Can I? You give me rishus, Rabbi Yisai. Okay, you give me rishus. The marshal understood the word choshesh in the Rashba to mean suspect, and I understand it to mean feel. I think I'm right based upon the expression, not libosar as you said, Ariel, but basar, and tzorach lahotzi, not tzorach lanak. It's there. You know for a fact it's there. So therefore, I think if you don't know for a fact, that's right. I better be right. Otherwise, according to the Marashah, every time I milk 6 hours after flesh, 6 hours, I should chose to go floss my teeth. Suspect. Now I go back to the very, very basics, the very beginning. Why is it that you have to wait 6 hours? Back to the basics. What did Rashi say? You know, I want to show you. Let's look at the Divrei Chamuros. That's a good place to look. The Divrei was a good, we were there before, it's a good review of a review. I think it was Sivkot and Chafed. We'll see soon because we're gonna argue with something. Not me, but take a look. Rabosai, the Divrei Chamuros Sivkot and Chafed quotes the Tur. We'll see how things are quoted, are they precise or not. Rabosai, let's look carefully. Well, the Pirush Rashi, the beginning of Chafed, because of that time, she also lechol gvina chabasa lefi shahabasar motzi shumon u'moshech tam zman aruch. That's what Rashi said. Rashi's quoted on top. Our Rosh has a Rashi. So you see Rashi right under the Rosh. The basar motzi shumon u'nidbak bepeh u'marach betama. Interesting. What did Rashi really say? Will the real Rashi stand up? What did Rashi really say? Rashi explains, "Shem the basar motzi shuman v'nidbak bepeh u'marach betamo." He's quoting verbatim. Good. Says the Halakha Tur, "Because of a Tur, lefizeh im lo acholo elo laaso letinok." He just, what did he do? He just chewed it. Ein tzorach lahamtin. The kaven shelo acholo eino motzi tam. Ain't no motzi tam. Wait a minute. You look at the Bari HaShulchan, Os Sivkot Aleph, opening line of the very opening thing. Because of Machlokos Rishon. Some say Aleph. This is who? Rashi, Tur. Meshe Achar Achilas Basar Nish Eretz Shichva Daka. What's Shichva Daka? What does it mean? Layer. Shichva is a layer. It's in modern Hebrew. Shechva daka shel shamnunis devuko lesocha shel hapeh. Ben, you see? Under my palate. It's a delay. Nice smile. It's a delay. Under the palate, there's a thin veneer of meat that's left over, and that causes a taste of fleshik. So when I eat milk later on, it's going to be a problem. That's how the Bari HaShulchan explains in Sifkot Nav. It's not exactly the words of Rashi, which we shall see in a moment. Now, there's a problem, Rabosa. Problem. If you're lois, the Torah says, if you chew the meat, you don't have to wait 6 hours. How do you know? Maybe if I chew the meat for my child, so there could be a thin veneer, a layer of that grease might still be in my mouth. Interestingly, the Torah left out the words Shuman Nidbak Bepeh. He didn't use those words. Now, the words are found in Rashi. Now, why to leave them out? Comes along the Megillah Sefer and says, I prefer the Pshat, you're not going to believe this, of the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. When I was growing up, that's for kids. You call it the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. But he does, he likes it. It was a Gorim Gorim of Shlomo Ganshi, one of the Gedolei Hador, but somehow the Kitzer fell into, it's like, you don't usually look at those, we look in the real Shulchan Aruch, or the Chayodim if you want, but the Mishnah Brewer, but Kitzer somehow got, fell out of favor, even though when I was growing up it was a major work. We was now art school translated, now it became popular again. You have to have the right friends, right? The Kitzer Shulchan Aruch explains Rabbi Osai like this. I'm reading his words as quoted from the Megillah Sefer. Shahamachal Koved Ve'eno Misakel Legamri Bimeyov Ad Sheshos. The Kolzman Zeh Ole Tam Basar Lipiv. Whoa, a whole new story. Guys, I don't want to be too graphic, but sometimes you eat a big meal and you know, feel that little taste comes up, you know, on various levels. Some people call it a burp. Some of other names, which we won't go into for whatever. So if you really ate it, you feel it in your mouth. That's what we're worried about. A person had a big fleshig meal, and fleshig is in the stomach. Comes up a little bit of a taste of it for 6 hours. So if you chew it and spit it out, give it to the kid, then you take it out and give it to the kid, then you're guaranteed that there's no problem for the 6 hours. But if the Bari HaShulchan is right, there's some kind of a thin layer in your mouth, even by chewing it, that could possibly be there. So the Megillah Sefer prefers the pshat of the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. How do you like that? How do you like that? According to Rashi, that we have Rashi, Nidbak, you get an impression that maybe the Levush is right. What's the Levush? Open to the Shach, Sivkotin Beis at the very end. He's so angry at the Levush. What are you angry about? The Levush is right? Logic. It's against the Torah, that's true. They may have a different pierce in the Torah, maybe they just want to argue with the Torah. The very end of the Shach, Sivkotin Beis. The very end. Shach, Sivkotin Beis. Gives it the two reasons. Quotes the Torah. B'sok she'eshos afilu ein boser ben shinayim is also. V'shal boser motzi shuman u'moshich tam hazmanav. What did the Torah leave out? Nidbak b'piv, right? The Torah left that out. U'lifizeh atam im lo acholo shelo so latinok ein tzorok lahamtin. The kevin shelo acholo ein o motzi tam. Mamish, exactly the words that fits in beautifully with what we just said. You have to actually swallow it. Skip it to the end. Quotes the Levush. Haterazov, that's the Levush. What does he say? Within 6 hours, there's a problem. Why? Rishabosa, motzi shuman, umotzi tam, atzmat oruch. Leficha, im lo acholo el lo solatino, soroch lahamdin, afal gav shalo acholo. Why? Mikomakom tam, babosa, nishalo bepiv, umashalo tam shuman, akilu achal. Udvarv tamuin. It's against the Torah. The Torah says, Rabosai, nothing to worry about, Lasso Latino. The answer is very pushy. The Levush holds, like Rashi, Kipshuto. That is like the Bari HaShulchan. It's a little veneer, a little sheen, a little layer, thin layer. So if you chew it, it can also be there. The Torah said no. The Torah left out those words, Nidbak Bepiv. He's worried about coming up from the stomach, as the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch said. Meridik. Wow. You don't have to say that the Torah had he had a wrong gears in the Torah. He passed it against the Torah. Passed it like our Rashi. How do you like that? Oh, now we have following the Kuda. We'll stop soon. But following the Kuda in the Tziyunim. The very beginning, those who have it. Tziyunim Os Beis. Os Beis, Rebbe will say. Os Beis. Os Beis. He says, who says this? Look. The times that I'm a piv, nire ka ochel bosa v'chol av yachad. Looks like it gives an appearance of eating meat and milk together. Who says so? Yisavet ha-klal mem din yud. Okay. Ein b'zem b'shem ichilas bosa v'chol av mamish, v'akt ayadei sheish tam bosa v'piv b'shem achilas kvina, nire kochem yachad. Frek there, omnam yesh la'ayin, Loma lo havi be'emes ka'ochlam mamash yachad. Kevan shenimtsu mishuman abosu b'piv, as Rashi said. What a great kasha. According to the Torah, it's good. According to the Torah, it's good. Because the Torah holds there's nothing there. It's coming from the stomach. Right? The problem is, Isa v'heta holds like Rashi. Ula, he says, Osa shich v'dak l'shal shuman. Ha'nid v'gad l'chanichav. Eino miskaneach misham. It won't come off. The chiddush nifla in the tziyunah. I just want to finish one more nekuda and then we'll stop the shiur. Rabosai, let's understand just two more things. One thing is in the Gemara, Rabosai, and one thing is a fight with the Baal HaShulchan. Someone asked me about it in shiur today. In Beis Medrash today. The first is the Gemara. Let's turn to the Gemara first. The Gemara, before the Gemara. Kuf Hayam Adal. Kuf Hayam Adal. The Gemara, and somebody asked this Gemara too. Both are in response to the question of Talmidim and Beis Medrash to Mamish today. It says the Gemara, Bo Amin Rav Asi Rav Yochanan, Kama Yishev Ein Basa Legvina, Omnei Velo Klum. Ay, Rav Chisda says, "Osa basa ochel lechol gvina." He says, "He means gvina lebasa lochlo." Fine, gufa. I'm Rav Chisda. Fine, you have to wait from meat to cheese. Good. This is Rav Chisda speaking. Omele Rav Acha bar Yosef, the Rav Chisda, basa sheben hashinayim mahu. What's the question? Rav Chisda just got through saying, if you had meat, you have to wait till you have milk. What kind of question is this? Huh? So Rashi, Basar ben Shinayim, Michoshiv Basar Shlo Lechol Gvina Imo, Achi Itlenu. When? Oh, according to Rashi, after 6 hours. And even after 6 hours. Who said so? The Prima Gadim. Rabosai, open to your Shulchan Aruch over here, right? Beferish Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim is the Mishpat Tel Zov Sivkot Nalef. Ayin Taz. Hine Das Rashi de Moshech Tam Zman Sheishos. Ukepirish to Amar B'Gemara. Misuda L'Suda Avi Sheishos. Okay. But Rambam says, Ben Hashinayim. Each parish has a chumra and a kula and a chumra. According to Rashi, the kula, lo es petinok, kevin shlo ochal en moshe katam. Fine. Chumra, the basa sheben Hashinayim, after yachas sheshos, tzorach lochzos. Tod amina b'gemara, kor le basa ben Hashinayim, after yachas shesh mairi. Rav Chisda already said you have to wait. You have to wait 6 hours. And he's asking the question even after that, basa mairi, said Ben Hashinayim. How do you like that? That's his pshat in the Gemara. But according to the Rambam, Rabosai, the Rambam says after 6 hours it dissolves, it disintegrates, it gets digested. What's pshat in the Gemara? Shaila. Take a look. Keep one hand in the Gemara, one hand in the Maharam. The Maharam in Lublin. And the Maharam is Mechavan unbeknownst to him to the Miri, which was never printed in those days. Same thing. It sounds as if, I'm sorry to say it with chutzpah, that maybe Rav Acha Bayis didn't want to accept what the Rebbe said. That's what it sounds like. Rav Chisda have to wait. And Rav Acha bar Yosef says, what about what kind of din? What's the din? Look at the Maran Milublin. Kufayim and Alf. Kufayim and Alf. The first one. Basa ben Shnayim Mao. Quotes a Tur. Quotes a Rambam. Nos in town, lovers are tzrichim shi ad suda acheres. Baka basa tchila b'shem basa ben Shnayim. Lefi dvarov. Sha'acha shesha kishir mutter. Afil nishar basa ben Shnayim. Ayin sham. Lefi svarazu. Lo yisyashev od the boy ocha mao. To my boy, Otam Rav Chista, the Masvach Shiat Suda Cheres, and Elik Mitam Basa Shemena Shinayim. What are you asking a question for? He already said that he holds it's awesome. Nearly, if he's far as the Rambam, it's all a farsh. Tod the Ka'amal Le Rav Acha Rav Yosef the Rav Chista, Basa Shemena Amau, Lav Bilshon Boy Kamale, Ela Bilshon Kusho Ustira Lidvarov. What's a Loma? If they Ma Omar you Bar. The ochel bas also lechel gvina. Shem basa shemene shinayim. Basa shemene shinayim. Mao. What's a lomar? Ha eno choshev od basa. The Talmud was arguing with the Rebbe. I don't want yes men. Rav Acha bar Yosef was arguing with his Rebbe in a nice way. Korelei Rav Chista. Sorry, Charlie. The Rebbe's right this time. The Taras Devaro. Ha basa rodena ben shinayim. Shemame de mikri basa. Lachen Shapra Amarti, the Ochel Basar, also the Chalvina, Acha Mishim Basar Ben Shinaim. Ken Nira Li, who says that Beferish? The Me'iri. The Me'iri is exactly Beferish. He's Mechavet to the Me'iri, which was in Ksav Yad, when he, the Maram, was writing it. Oh. The Prichadosh argues on the tour. Says, no! According to the Rambam, it's Asri after 6 hours. That's what Agamara said. Except when that choshesh after 6 hours, min astam, it already disappeared. But if you find it, you have to remove it. We understand very well. Rav Acha by Yosef asked after 6 hours, and he told him, "Habos shen shenem, you have to remove it. It's against Rabosai. It's against the tour. The tour is going to Rami. You have to remove it for 6 hours. And if you choshesh, you do. Business gemara. That's comment number one. Final comment for today. The Bari Ashulchan says something remarkable. In Sivkot and Yud Gimel, look it up. Sivkot Yud Gimel. Sivkot Yud Gimel. Lahasira. Benire, it's page Nun Beis, the first wide line. She'ein lo lebolo. When you remove meat from between your teeth, don't swallow it. We have a habit. Some sort of person say he's flossing or he's using a toothpick. Right? You ever do that? So what's in between? Yeah, you swallow it. Yeah. It's there, it's in your mouth already. You know? Why should you spit it out? I'm going to spit it. I don't know if it's a spittoon here. It's not polite to spit it out. It's easier to swallow it. No! The Oz Yitzdarech Lahamten Old Sheishos Levi Atam Arishin Sheb Sivkot Nalif Yudas Dvar Muot Lochil Kamer Av Lamat. Whoa! Another 6 hours according to the first reason in Sivkot Nalif, which is what? Shichva Daka Nimshach Atam. Another 6 hours. Oh my goodness gracious me. Comes at Tziyunim in Sivkot and Chav Beis, and says, V'gam das haflon al tekein, ela shekosav sha'olam einam nizharim bezev, it's arachian. The olam swallows that little piece of meat between the teeth and doesn't wait another 6 hours. How can it be? Comes the Megillah Sefer and says, you know why? Because you, Bari HaShulchan, are wrong. That's what the Ran means. When the Ran says, we saw the Ran, you find Basa Shaven Shinaim, you don't have to wait an additional 6 hours. Pshita! Pshita! The answer is no. You swallowed it. And you still don't have to wait 6 hours. That's the Chiddush of the Ran. Why? I have Basa Odenu Bein Shinehem. He says, no. It's only when it's Bein Shinehem. Once it is removed, it loses its shame Basa. And he brings a very nice Raya. What's his Raya? As Raya is, Rabosai, we talk about Kinuach, right? According to the opinion of many Poskim, if you're Mekaneach, we saw it in the Beferishin Petes Sefalef, we saw it. If you're Mekaneach, you don't have to wait 6 hours, right? We saw it. Oh. Frek the Megillah Sefer, what does Mekaneach mean? You take the bread, put it in your mouth, and what do you do with it? Chew it, and what do you do with it? Rambam says, Either you spit it out or you swallow it. Frech the Megillah Seif, when you swallow, guess what else you're swallowing? The meat chips that were in your teeth. So according to you, Bar Yashuv, you have to wait 6 hours again. That's pretty sharp. I like that. So I think we can be maker, like as he said, the minhag olam is right. The olam is right once in a while. That even though you when you find it after 6 hours, you're allowed to swallow, and you don't have to wait 6 hours again. Rabosai, we finished today's shiur. Tomorrow shiur, Rabosai, b'siyata d'shmaya, we will be continuing in these in Yonim, both in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Tomorrow is Thursday. When shiur? Regular time, 11 o'clock. No college. I can go till 3. I can go till 10. I can go.